107.9 The Rock, and the holidays are among us now, and we head out to the lighted boat parade in Dead Air. Dave, how are you doing, Dead Air?
Oh, Kyle, I am feeling festive. We are out here on the Embarcadero on the waterfront for the annual Morro Bay Holiday Lighted Boat Parade. It is absolutely gorgeous today. What a perfect night. Clear, the wind is down, and it is beautiful, and we are just getting the boat parade underway, and I have to tell you that there are so many people down here in the Embarcadero. But you know, if you want to join us still, you can. We'll always find a place for people to come down here and join us. Interestingly enough, the first boat making its way in the parade tonight is named the Snowy Plover, with our captain and sponsor, Maxine Jeannot. It's an 8-foot crew boat. It was self-built and can be rowed, sailed, or motorized, and they're out of a Royal Grande. I think it's interestingly ironic that it's named the Snowy Plover, which is one of the most elusive birds in Morro Bay. Every time you think you've seen one, you really haven't. And yet, it's the first boat to be seen tonight in the Morro Bay Holiday Lighted Boat Parade. So, and it's not much bigger than the Snowy Plover, I have to tell you. It is definitely, I can see why it can be rowed and or sailed, as well as motorized, because it is not much bigger than a dinghy, and you can read into that whatever you like. This is 97.3 and 107.9 The Rock, broadcasting live from Morro Bay Yacht Club. I'm Dead Air Dave, and the annual boat parade is underway, and we know now that it is truly the holiday season when this gets underway, and the crowd is loving the Snowy Plover. What a round of applause. I don't know if you can hear that from the mic here, but people are loving the Snowy Plover. We want to thank a number of great sponsors who made this event happen, as well as 97.3 and 107.9 The Rock, Hay Printing, as well as Astero Bay News, the Morro Bay Visitors Bureau. A huge thanks to them. They made a gigantic donation, I'm told, to make sure tonight's event happens. Also, AEP or AGP Video, and of course, Coast Electronics, Carla's Country Kitchen, and Janet Lewis, again, as well as 97.3 and 107.9 The Rock, or at least at this point in time, 107.9 The Rock. You may have heard that our 97.3 signal was blown to the ground during some of the huge windstorms we had in November. We are hopefully close to getting our antenna back up. If you'd like to make a donation, and we'd like to thank all the people who have made incredibly generous donations to get us back on the air in the Morro Bay area, you can go to the website, therockcommunityradio.org, therockcommunityradio.org, and click the donate button. And hopefully, before the week is up, we will once again have the 97.3 signal up and broadcasting throughout the Morro Bay area, into Los Osos and Cayucas, and Point Uncharted on the Pacific Ocean. Our next boat coming up now is the incredible Manatee. I have to tell you, they did not bother to decorate the boat like a lighted manatee, but it's still quite lovely with its sailboat mast, obviously 20 feet tall and decorated in lights. And they're spinning Brodies. I'm not sure that is allowed in the boat parade, but they're spinning Brodies here in front of the judges, obviously, shamelessly trying to get a vote. The Incredible Manatee is captained by Jason Borbom. It's a 24-foot open boat. They are a member of the Pau Kai Outrigger Club out of Avila Beach and Morro Bay, a very competitive club, I've heard, and so that might explain why he's spinning Brodies in the parade. Yes, kids, it's definitely a festive night here in Morro Bay. This is what kicks off the holiday season. Every year we look forward to it. December 2nd, why wait any longer? Thanksgiving is long gone and forgotten. It's time for Christmas, kids. So if you're still in that turkey coma, it's time to pull out of it. Here we go with boat number 3 tonight. Captain Aaron Young brings us his boat entitled The Impulse. 35-footer. Looking every foot of it, I have to tell you right now. He is both a Rotarian here in Morro Bay and a member of the Yacht Club. Gotta love that. Once again, a fine example of our community supporting community. And he has not only his mast lit up on this boat, which is obviously a motorized tonight, but often a sailboat, but he has a full-scale Christmas tree. And I don't mean a phony Christmas tree. You know how some guys take their masks and run a bunch of strings of light, and then they're like, hey, look, it's a Christmas tree. No, he has a legit, real Christmas tree on the boat, and it is quite lovely. You got to dig that routine. The Impulse with Captain Aaron Young here in Morro Bay Lions Boat Parade. Coming up, we have quite a unique entry. It is a motor yacht, and it is an enormous catamaran. The boat is called the Puzon. It is 58 feet, one of the biggest boats in tonight's Morro Bay Lighted Boat Parade for the holidays. Eric Erickson is our captain. Apparently, we have Vikings in tonight's parade. You got to love that. There's something certainly legit about that going on, right, kids? I'd like to think so. But then again, what do I know? I'm just a radio guy. It is the Lighted Boat Parade, our annual event to kick off the holidays here at Morro Bay, in the harbor of Morro Bay, a beautiful, clear night. The wind is down, which is always a plus in Morro Bay. You never know what the wind's going to do. You know what they say about Morro Bay's weather and the Rock Community Radio? It changes every 15 minutes. I wish you had a rim shot there in California. That would have been fantastic. Yeah, perfect. There we go. But a fantastic night here in Morro Bay, and it's certainly difficult to not feel festive. The waterfront on the Embarcadero is shoulder to shoulder. People out to celebrate. This truly, truly puts the bow on the holiday season and lets us all know on the central coast of California that the holidays are here. Christmas and or whichever of the accompanying holidays that happen in this time that you subscribe to. Enjoy them all. I like them all. I do a little something for all of them. I love me some Kwanzaa. I'm also all about a menorah for Hanukkah. I mean, who doesn't love that? You get a gift for 8 crazy nights. Christmas is just one day. If you're lucky, some families let you have a gift on Christmas Eve and then Christmas Day. And I'll take them all. So I'm guessing at this point that is, let's see, 8 and then 2, 10 and then Kwanzaa. So I'll take 11 nights of gifts, and thank you very much. All right, what do we got coming up next here? I was waxing so nostalgic for the holidays, I lost track of where we were. Our next boat is a 47-foot cutter that everybody seems to love. Got a big peace sign on it, as well as a red lit-up mast Christmas tree. And they apparently could not wait to follow the previous boat as they are passing it. Again, I'm not sure that's regulation, but that's how festive we get here in Morro. I'd also like to point out that one of the rental electric boats is traveling against the parade, going the opposite direction. But no one seems to be angry, and that's the beauty of Morro Bay at the Christmas time. I'm just telling you straight, kids. It's absolutely gorgeous here tonight. This is going to go on for a while. We have a lot of entries here, and you're certainly welcome to come on down. You will probably have to park somewhere around Main Street and then hoof it down to the Embarcadero because it's certainly crowded down here as far as parking goes. But you're still welcome. You're feeling good. You're feeling flexible. Hike it down a few blocks and come join us. This is what feeling like the holidays is all about in Morro Bay. And now we have that gigantic catamaran is spinning a Brody. Also spinning a Brody, we have, believe it or not, and again, I'm a little shocked knowing that this is not possibly regulation, but the U.S. Coast Guard cutter is now spinning a Brody with their entry here in the parade tonight. Our captain is Adam Fagundes, USCG. That's United States Coast Guard captain right there, Adam. 47-footer, and it's stationed right here in Morro Bay. Again, you got to love Morro Bay. We serve not only our local community, but we also serve the entire California coast, as well as our nation. having the Coast Guard stationed right here. And that is a sweet Brody he is spinning. 360 all the way around. No one seems to be in danger. And that is a plus, at least for the holidays. When it's not the holidays, I'm not so worried about danger. But for the holidays, let's spin Brody's danger-free. That's a public service announcement, by the way, from 97.3 and 107.9 The Rock. Not for nothing, I'm just letting you know. We're always here to serve the community, just like the United States Coast Guard. Love that routine. We now go from that massive cutter, 47 feet long, to a much smaller boat. We're looking at this, I say much smaller, I don't know, 32 feet. This is still a pretty hefty boat there. The La Segunda from Captain Scott Morris, a beautiful sailboat that is ported right here in Morro Bay. Fantastic. Twinkling lights. Everybody's loving it. Things are looking good. I'm going to take a breather here for a moment and bask in the holiday spirit. We're going to throw down a little tune for you. Enjoy the music. And then we'll be back live in front of your naked steaming eyes and ears from the Morro Bay Yacht Club. I'm Dead Air Dave with 97.3 and 107.9.
97.3 107.9 The Rock. Feeling festive over here. Could you pass the eggnog? Thank you so much. Dead Air Dave out at the Lighted Boat Parade. How's it going?
Oh, here we are broadcasting live on the waterfront in beautiful Morro Bay at the Yacht Club. And I have to tell you that right now, Captain John Elliott, as we like to call him, Barber John Elliott from Mike's Barbershop, has a beautiful boat out there, and he also has artillery. He has a T-shirt cannon, and he is shooting Mike's Barbershop T-shirts at the crowd. That gives him an edge, I think, with the judges, unless he hits one right in the eye. But nobody else tonight has had mortar shells of any kind launched from their boats. So there you go, Mike's Barbershop here in Morro Bay since 1941. You have to love that routine right here. Local, and I'm telling you, people in our community loving to serve the community and digging all that. It's so great here to be part of 97.3 and 107.9 The Rock in the midst of the annual Morro Bay Harbor Lighted Boat Parade. I also want to mention to you that the Morro Bay tide calendars are now for sale. It's true, for 2024, you can get your calendar right now. It's a $20 donation to the Morro Bay Youth Sailing Foundation. If you'd like to find out more about it, go to their website. That's MBYSF, as in Morro Bay Youth Sailing Foundation. See how that works? Very tricky. MBYSF.org. And find out how you can get your calendar for 2024. It's super hyper-local about the Morro Bay tides, and it all helps benefit our Morro Bay Youth Foundation sailors and Cal Poly sailing as well. So the kids and the college students interested in sailing, you can help support that program by grabbing that calendar. Dig that. All right, where are we now in the way of the parade? Ah, I tell you what, Captain Patrick Denny is rolling up now with the Alba Rose 25-foot sailboat. It's a 1989 Catalina, and he is also a member of the Morro Bay Yacht Club. He is not spinning Brodies, I'm happy to tell you. And then down the lane here, and as I say lane, I of course mean the harbor, there is a boat that is decorated in lights and it's automated, and it looks like a huge whale, and the fins are flapping, the tail is wagging, and it's spouting a beautiful stream of water. The whale itself is outlined in blue light, and the spout in crystal clear white light. It is spectacular. Man, if this radio thing had a way to show pictures, you'd really love seeing this. But then again, we'd be TV, and who needs that? Fantastic. Man, I cannot see their entry number. I wish I could tell you exactly who they are and what they are, but nonetheless, it's spectacular. At this point, I'm wondering how sober the captain is, because he has the whale swimming backwards. But hey, again, everyone seems to be safe, much like when the Coast Guard was spinning Brody. Nobody in danger. And here we go. It's fantastic. The Morro Bay Lighted Boat Parade. A holiday classic. Everybody loves it. I wish you were here, but I'm glad you're listening to us on 97.3 and 107.9 The Rock, or at least 107.9 and therockcommunityradio.org, or any of our apps from either iOS or the, of course, Android app stores. Download those bad boys. You can have us in your pocket anytime you like. Oh, yeah. The whale is now straightened out. He is muzzle first. And wait a minute. Oh, now it makes perfect sense. I can see whose boat it is. It is, of course, the whale-watching boat. And the whale-watching cruise is here from Morro Bay. So a local business representing what they do best, the whale-watching. And it's a fantastic automated whale flapping its fins, wagging its tail, and spouting out a crystal beautiful crystal spout. Fantastic. All right. I'm glad I figured out who that was for all of you to figure it out. Go watch the whales sometime. Come down to the Embarcadero and find the whale watching crew, and they will take you out for a great time. Ah, I feel so much better now. All right. It's the Morro Bay Lighted Boat Parade for the holidays. A fantastic night out here. Weather couldn't be more perfect. The wind is down, the sky is clear, and everybody is having a great time. Oh man, this next boat not only has a Christmas tree, but it has a guy who does that fire spinning stuff. You know what I'm talking about? He's got like a long leash with little fireballs at the end of it. He's spinning it around, trying not to set himself or the Christmas tree on fire. And just to make it more challenging, the captain has decided to also spin Brody. I'm telling you, it's a non-stop cavalcade of entertainment down here for the festivities on this year's Morro Bay Lighted Boat Parade. Fantastic. I don't know if you can hear that horn being blown there. It could signify that we're all in trouble. I know it's not the Coast Guard. They already went by. Maybe it's the Harbor Patrol. We've overstayed our welcome. They've got the spotlight out on the crowd instead of the crowd with spotlights on them. And he's sounding the siren. It's kind of like when you watch a parade that's on a street. You know it's over when the street sweeper comes, right? Picking up everything that the horses left behind and kids throwing candy that shouldn't have been, all that sort of thing. This guy could be the equivalent of that. Got the spotlight out, honking his horn. But no, I stand corrected because I see another magnificent boat behind him. A little ways back, could have snuck in. Speaking of sneaking in, the Chablis Cruises. This has become some sort of tradition for them. The Chablis Cruise boat here in Morro Bay's Harbor almost never actually registers to be in the parade. But when no one's looking, because, I mean, they're docked right here, they just jump in. And they have done that again this year, the Chablis Cruises. If you're out of town listening on the stream, and you ever think about coming to Morro Bay to visit, by all means, book a little ride on the Chablis Cruises around the Morro Bay Harbor. Tasty food, wonderful cocktails and drinks, and a beautiful, beautiful cruise up and down the harbor of Morro Bay. I have to tell you right now, and it's going to sound like gloating, because of course it is. But living in Morro Bay is absolutely amazing. When I bought my home here, the realtor told me, "Welcome to Postcard Town." And it's true. Nobody in Morro Bay should be able to take a bad photograph. I don't care how lousy you are as a photographer. Because just pull the phone out of your pocket, point it anywhere, and try to hold it still enough when you push the button, and you will have an amazing photo, because this is beautiful Postcard Town. I love being here, and I hope those of you listening from outside of town on the stream will certainly come and visit us sometime. Oh, wait a minute. Way down at the end, I see, I think, another renegade float. Looks like somebody in a kayak who probably put a car battery in the kayak, which, again, I'm going to say as a sidebar, not recommended. Has a Christmas tree lit up flashing. Kayaking along with a Christmas tree and a car battery. That's how dedicated we are in Morro Bay for the holiday season. Again, I'm not recommending it. I'm just saying it's pretty fantastic. Dan is here. Dan is one of our Rotary gentlemen here who runs the show. Can you say?
Hello, everybody, and Merry Christmas.
Dan, can you tell me that spectacular boat coming down that's just lit up like a crystal castle?
Yes, when it gets up here with its number.
Okay, good. Let me know, because I've lost track of my sheet. But it's amazing. Yeah, sure. Take those sponsors. Let everybody know about our great sponsors. So again, everybody, it's a fantastic night tonight here in Morro Bay. And for the most part, you can tell I'm not the only one who's winging it and doesn't know exactly what he's talking about. The guy who organized the thing is not really sure what we're talking about. But it's a fantastic boat. It looks like a paddle boat, like a classic river boat. But it's a trawler, I can see, because it has the dual mast that they use to go fishing and drop out over their nets. And it is lit up in crystal blue and white light. It looks like somebody's ultimate wedding cake. or Christmas wedding cake. I know I'm trying to tie it into the holiday. I'm not real sure. But nonetheless, it's absolutely amazing. And it appears to possibly be our last boat in the parade. Except, of course, for some of those renegades with their kayaks and car batteries. And I want to just let you know that this is a huge event. If you're just joining us, it's the Morro Bay Holiday Annual Lighted Boat Parade happening here on the harborfront in Morro Bay, California. Come on down to visit us sometime in Morro Bay. And when you're here, always tune in to our radio station, 97.3 in the Morro Bay area, 107.9 in the Paso area. When you decide you need some wine, because really, we all know by now, France isn't fooling anybody. Some of the best wine on the face of the planet comes from the Paso Robles area. And you can stream us everywhere at therockcommunityradio.org, or go to your app store, whether it's iOS or Android, and download the Rock Community Radio KEBF app and take us everywhere in your back pocket. This is a fantastic boat. It's ridiculous. If I had a better vocabulary, I could really tell you what it's like, but I think I did a pretty good job. I'm patting myself on the back right now. Don't blame me, all right? And I'm going to say that this is going to wrap it up. I will tell you this. I say it's wrapping it up officially, but I know year after year, once the last boat comes by the judges' stage, it's a free-for-all. They start going back the other direction. They start sparring and doing chicken fights in the harbor. And it's a free-for-all, and it'll go on for another hour. So if you think you missed it, and you're right here in the Morro Bay area, you have it. Come on down and join us. But as officially goes, I'm going to say we have had another fantastic... Oh, and now they're close enough that it's an incredible crystal blue and white sapphire boat is from Cognizini's dockside. So they became close enough before I signed off that I could read their sign. Again, another great community business that also contributes to so many, many things that make Morro Bay flourish, including 97.3 and 107.9 The Rock. We thank the Todd Mazzini for their contributions to the station every year. So I'm Dead Air Days with 97.3 and 107.9 The Rock at the Morro Bay Yacht Club, broadcasting to you live from the waterfront. This year's annual Morro Bay Holiday Lighted Boat Parade for 2023. Have a fantastic holiday season, everybody. And now we go back to the studio. And may all your Christmases be
dreaming of a white Christmas. Doom be doom 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 be doom. It's the most beautiful time of the year. Lights fill the streets, spreading so much cheer. I should be playing in the winter snow, but I'ma be under the mistletoe. I don't wanna miss out on the holiday, but I can't stop staring at your face. Should be playing in the winter snow, but I'ma be under the mistletoe. With you, shawty with you, shawty with you, under the mistletoe. Everyone's gathering around the fire, chestnuts roasting like a hot July. Should be chilling with my folks I know, but I'ma be under the mistletoe. Word on the street, Santa's coming tonight. Rain is flying through the sky so high. I should be making a list I know, but I'ma be under the mistletoe. Shawty with you, shawty with you, under the mistletoe. Shawty with you, under the mistletoe. The wise men follow the stars, the way I follow my heart, and it led me to a
should be playing in the winter snow, but I'ma be under the mistletoe. I don't wanna miss out on the holiday, but I can't stop staring at your face. I should be playing in the winter snow, but I'ma be under the mistletoe. Jingle Hava has begun.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell twist. Jingle bell chime and jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square in the frosty air.
What a bright time, it's the right time to walk the night away. Jingle bell time is a swell time to go right.
Jingle horse, pick up your feet, jingle around the clock. With the mixer and the mingle and the jingle and beat up, that's the jingle bell rock.
The right time, it's the right time to walk the night away. A jingle bell time is a swell time
to go riding in a one horse.
When the mix and the mingle and a jingle and beat, that's the jingle bell.
That's the jingle bell.
That's the jingle bell. Bell. Oh, oh, yeah, baby.
to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look in the 5 and 10, glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes aglow.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hops along with set up here so that you just don't wish you Bernie and Ben. Those that bit took and read before a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
There's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well, the sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start, and the thing that will make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Christmas, Christmas, Christmas.
Roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos.
Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and a new one just begun.
And so this is Christmas.
Let's hope it's a good one.
family, thank you so much for watching our version of this classic duet. I'm currently at Disneyland. Woo! Merry Christmas. And having a great time, I want to tell you Merry Christmas as well. I have to tell you about Jackie. She is absolutely incredible, and she has some tours coming up. And so if she is in your neck of the woods, make sure to go and see her. She's amazing. I performed with her. She's impeccable. Amazing. If you love this song, it is up for sale everywhere. You can pick it up on my own website. I got signed CDs I can send directly to you from my house to your house. And again, all the websites, Amazon, Google, iTunes, it'll be on Spotify, all that stuff. We have lots more music videos coming for Christmas. Every single song from the new Christmas album has a music video. Can't wait to show you. I love you guys. Enormous thanks to my patrons for making this video possible. I couldn't have done this without your support. Again, check out Jackie's tour. Please check out the Christmas album. You would not be disappointed if you bought it or if you gave it as a gift. I love you guys, and I will see you again, maybe as early as Tuesday with a new music video. And if you haven't seen one of my Christmas videos yet, make sure to click through and watch one of those, because I think you guys are gonna like it. Woo! So if you made it all the way to the end of the end talking and you know where I am in the park, leave a hashtag of where it is, and you might get a little present. Peace!
Here's the